Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's in today for Andy. Rusty is in Amherst, home of the Steel Comets. What's up, Rusty?
How you doing, Rusty?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, first off, I want to give a quick shout-out to my buddy Jack, the homer. He constantly calls you guys defending Andrew Berry. You're probably familiar with him. But anyway, as far as last night goes,
nice.
It's not the fact that we've got too much invested in the one position, because we don't. We're paying Watson right now less per year than what Burrow and Jackson are making. But the problem is, we're not getting the results of a Burrow or a Jackson.
And there you go.
Exactly. And, you know, so regardless of that, the whole thing comes down to who is the one that wanted to get Watson. Was it Barry? Was it Stefanski? Or was it just the ownership talking to a street guy in the street again?
Rusty,
the problem is, Rusty, I don't think it's just one. That kind of move doesn't get made with one guy hammering the table and saying, we're going to do it.
Yes, it does. If he owns the team, it does.
That kind of move
is... If the one guy's the owner, he can get done with one guy.
Exactly right.
And you can't fire that one guy.
Right. And Rusty,
exactly.
We might find out if somebody actually was banging the table for him at the end of the season if there's a change made.
This is true, too. But, you know, and as far as Stefanski goes, me and Jack always go back and forth about his value. The problem that I have with Stefanski is if he has full control of that team, he should have enough confidence that he should have sat Mayfield when Mayfield was hurt. And now he should have made a change at quarterback a little bit quicker before we had to wait for him to get hurt. That's why we all cheered him getting hurt. It wasn't because we are happy or anything against Watson personally. That's the only way we knew he was going to make a change. We had to make a change to see if Watson was the problem or not. Obviously, Winston isn't the answer, but I think we all know Watson is the problem.
All right, Rusty. Shouldn't cheer, period.
We're not going down that road.
Also, you're the head coach. You're not going to bench your franchise quarterback. And regardless of the level of play, it's the franchise commitment to the quarterback, and that's why the guy's been out there. Randy is in beautiful Akron, Ohio. What's up, Randy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Maybe you'll like one thing I ever have to say, but here's what my thinking is. You play Winston after the bye week. If they lose, even if he looks decent and they lose, don't you think it's time to try DTR the rest of the season? They're already out of it. See what this kid's got. Let him play 5-6 games, and then you have kind of an idea of where you're going to go next year. What do you think?
My thought on that is this. I think that the fan base, and it's because we all want a quarterback so badly, I think everybody's putting way too much stock into the let's see if DTR is a franchise quarterback. I think what DTR is probably set to be is a terrific quarterback in the league in a backup role for the next decade. Yeah. And I don't know if he lights it up in practice and is really good, Randy, okay, well then they can put him on the field. But I think it's a big leap of faith by everybody to think that DTR is going to step in and be the franchise quarterback.
Right. I agree. I don't even think he's going to be a good backup. He reminds me so much of Watson. He gets back there, and then all of a sudden, he's all over the place.
I'm not going to lie to you, Randy. I've seen enough DTR. I'm good. I'm good.
I've got my opinion on
DTR of, hey, man, I hope you have a long career in this league. I don't think you are a starting quarterback in this league. You might be a backup. You might be a third stringer. I don't think it's here. If they decide to go that route, it's probably because of injury more than anything else, because at least with Jameis, as much as he throws picks all over the place, I can at least look at what the offense looks like with Jameis at the helm and go, all right, is Elijah Moore something worth investing in? Is it worth me to look at Cedric Tillman and go, okay, that is somebody that I can build around in the future. I have one of the pillars of my franchise.
Yeah, I like that Tillman. He's tough. He couldn't get open last week, but he's good. One more quick question. And would it have been possible if Haslam had put an insurance policy out on Watson, or is because it was guaranteed, you can't do that?
You could get it to pay off the contract if there was something, but you're still on the hook with the NFL and the cap.
Right. So Mike Florio put out a whole thing on this on Pro Football Talk when the Watson injury happened, that there is some level of insurance on it. So the Browns will get some kind of cash back, but that will go into Jimmy Haslam's pocket.
Right. That's just money. That's not cap.
Yeah. That doesn't affect the cap at all. That'll just go into Jimmy Haslam's pocket.
Chris Easterling from the Beacon Journal joining us at 11:20 to talk Browns. Marcus is in Aurora.
How you been, Marcus?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're well.
Listen, the Browns need to take the best left tackle in the draft, or Travis Hunter.
Agreed.
Or Mykal Williams. They don't need the quarterback. Wait a year and draft a prodigy. You can trade up and get Arch.
Agreed.
Get Arch. I love
scream
that.
Scream it from the mountaintops. Listen, to all of these people who are like, we need Shedeur Sanders. We need Cam Ward. No.
Well, Shador's not going to come here, though, because Deion doesn't want him in Cleveland. Deion's going to pull the Manning thing, which it's his right to do. But listen, Travis Hunter, if you could get him, I'd get him. I don't know that their record will be bad enough to get him. But you got to take a left tackle or take that edge from Georgia, because you got to worry about Ward's concussions. Garrett's not getting any younger. And everybody knows I'd rather see DeJuan Jones at right tackle when you draft the left tackle, man. I mean, that's what I do. So I appreciate you guys giving me a little airtime. Thank you.
Scream it, Marcus. Marcus. Yes. Yes. Yes.
But Marcus is already looking at the draft. I like that kind of, but I hate it.
I can't stand it either, but it's I've been watching an okay amount of college football. I am not a savant or anything. I'm not somebody who sits there like just grinding tape and all that stuff. I go read Dane Brugler. I go read PFF. I go read Rob Rang. I go read everybody, all the draft nicks that you trust. And every single one of them has come back and said the same exact thing, which is that this quarterback draft isn't that great. This is the left tackle draft, or this is the DN draft. I like Travis Hunter. I'm interested to see if Travis Hunter is amazing at the NFL level like he is at Colorado. I'd be really fascinated by it. But, I am not taking the quarterback here. I'm not taking Cam Ward. I'm not taking Shedeur Sanders. We're not doing Drew Aller. We're not doing any of that stuff. Like, no. Go get the left tackle. Go get the defensive end. Go get a DB.
If Drew Aller comes out.
Right, which he easily could not do. And that's fine, man. That's his choice. And not to mention, these kids are making money now, so it makes the decision a little bit tougher.
I wonder if you'd want to come here if you're from here.
Like, no to Carson Beck. I don't want Carson Beck. I'm good.
And you're going down the draft road too soon.
No to Quinn Ewers. I'm good. You can
you
have
don't like Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, it's fine. I'd rather be in next year.
We need another 6'1 quarterback? Is that the point?
From Texas? I'd rather hop in next year. Give me the shot where I can go get one of these kids that are just flinging it in college football and are a year away. That's where I want to be.
Which still means you better have somebody to play quarterback next year and maybe the year after that, right?
I mean, our buddy Nick Wilson threw it out there on the X. You know, Mac Jones is going to start this week in Jacksonville. He'll be a free agent.
He was stellar in New England.
He was poor. But if your goal is Arch... Or we'll get you Arch.
Can I give you a DTR thought here? It's this.
I've heard worse ideas.
Thanks. Everybody wants to see DTR. Okay? I understand it. We're all hoping that the team can maybe get lucky and find a franchise quarterback and blah, 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 blah. Let me give a comparison. Dak Prescott is out in Dallas, and he's out for at least, have they officially put him on the IR? Did they officially do that?
They did that yesterday. Jerry told the media that apparently that hamstring is torn off the bone.
And that's the point. So IR means four games.
Right.
If your hamstring, first of all, if you've ever had a hamstring injury, it can take months to heal.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And if you've torn it off the bone, that could be season ending.
And the minute it starts feeling better, you end up yanking it again.
Exactly right. They're going to go with Cooper Rush as their starting quarterback. Though they have Trey Lance sitting there. Now, hold on. I'm intrigued by Trey Lance. But if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you trade it for Trey Lance, who the Niners, and you know, you before you bash Trey Lance, your boy Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch thought it was a good idea to trade multiple number ones to move up to draft the guy.
And the best thing that they did was realize he wasn't the guy and get him the hell out of town.
Maybe. Or if you're the Cowboys, you're thinking he's played basically 1 year in college. That was it. At North Dakota State. And has had minimal NFL experience. If you go back and look at his game logs when he was with the Niners, he had a couple of moments. I'm stunned that the Cowboys at 3-5 are not playing Trey Lance. Now, if they lose a couple of games, I think it's more important for them to play Trey Lance than it would be for the Browns to play DTR. And here's another thought for you. If the Browns are looking for a quarterback for next year, Trey Lance is a guy to put on the list. No, Dan, you're laughing.
Yes.
It's not a fair thing to do to the kid. But no, but you've got $46 million
right.
tied up in one guy.
You're at the yard sale. You've got to deal with the yard sale prices. You're going to go with slightly used.
Sorry.
You're going to go with dented. You're at the yard sale.
And it's working pretty damn well for the Pittsburgh Steelers so far.
Right.
Between Justin Fields, who they got for a song, and Russell Wilson, who they're not paying, they're sitting pretty. And that's what the Browns are going to have to do. And the Browns are also going to have the you-know-whats to tell Deshaun, you're sitting. You're not our quarterback. This kid is, this veteran is, this whoever is.
You're right. It's just one of those, I laugh because it's the situation that you're in, and you're right. We're going to the yard sale in the offseason. I mean, that's really the best way to put it. You're going to go find slightly used. You're going to find scratch and dent. You're going to find all of those kind of things.
You have to.
That's where it is.
Because you have to.
You have so much invested in this.
Hey, if Jameis goes out and plays well, he probably prices himself out.
It's why I could see where people are coming out and going, no, draft a quarterback here, because quarterbacks in the draft
are really cheap.
Cheap and hope.
Yep.
That's what they bring you, cheap and hope. And that's what everybody is holding on to right now,
They're going to have to be creative in a quarterback for next year. And creative could mean Jameis on a short deal. It could mean DTR. It could mean you go get a guy like Trey Lance. It could be that you go and get a guy like let's say Tennessee makes a move and Will Levis becomes available.
I mean, the fact that Ryan Tannehill is still unemployed.
If Malik Willis.
Right, I think Ryan Tannehill is still unemployed.
Yes, if Malik Willis is available in Green Bay.
Who's run a triple option.
Who's done a nice backup job for Jordan Love. Larry's in Cleveland. Larry, you got about 30 seconds.
Cleveland Browns playing Service Academy ball? That could be a good time.
What's up, Larry?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you got
it. Oh, I did click it and it didn't. There we go. Hi, Larry. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, man. I like to say, man, I'm on a cold day, on a cool, nice day, man. We need to go ahead and clear house, get rid of the coach, office coordinator, because, man, there's no way the heck that team is supposed to win from 11 to 5 to what, 2 and 6, man? Come on. It ain't just the quarterback either, gentlemen. It come from, man, you need, man, I go get Mark Vrabel, man, and go get the office coordinator and run a team, man. You need somebody with some inspiration, motivation, some desire to been here, that know how to win, that with an attitude, man. Look at, like the coach of Kansas City. You know how he win? He motivated. You need a motivator. You need a go-getter, a leader. And that comes along. That comes along the way due to the fact how this you got to win.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.